I followed the sound of the music and crept towards the mouth of the cave. And that's when I heard the singing.
The boys keep kicking my papoots around. It makes no difference if he is a hound. They gotta quit kicking my dog around. Arf, arf, woof, woof, bark, bark, ba-ba-bow, wow. Arf, arf, woof, woof, ba-ba-ba-bark, bark, bow, wow.
I peeked around the corner, and do you want to guess the identity of the mysterious cave musician? Here's a few hints. Big black bird, skinny neck, pot belly, ugly as 23 varieties of sin. If you guessed Madam Moonshine, the witchy owl, you're wrong. If you guessed Junior the buzzard, you win the grand prize. Yes, sir, I had by George stumbled into the cliffside home of Wallace and Junior. I could see Junior squatting on the floor, surrounded by a bunch of rabbit bones, and he had a little old banjo on his knee. Wallace came waddling out of the back end of the cave.
Junior, will you quit making all that dad-dratted noise?
But, Pa.
All these years I've tried to school you.
But, Pa.
I taught you to fly. I taught you to ride the updrafts and soar in the sky. I taught you how to spot a dead rabbit on the highway, half a mile in the air.
B-b-b-b-b-ba.
And here you are, a big strong boy, and I'm still having to bring home your dinner.
B-b-b-b-b-ba.
Son, you're never gonna amount to Shinola as long as you play a dadgum banjo.
B-b-b-b-ba. I wanna be a singer when I grow up.
You hush up. Don't you say that word.
You mean singer?
Yes, sir, that's what I mean. It's a filthy word, and no self-respecting buzzard ever wanted to be a singer.
Pa, you said a filthy word.
And furthermore...
Just then, Wallace saw me at the mouth of the cave.
What is that?
What's what, Papa?
That thing there.